From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The UN Security Council is set to meet later Tuesday to discuss what to do about North Korea's latest ballistic missile launch. The missile flew over Japan before breaking apart, falling into Pacific waters off Hokkaido. It is the first North Korean missile to travel in Japanese airspace since 2009. Prime Minister Shinzo Abe said Pyongyang's reckless action is an unprecedented, serious, and grave threat to his nation. Chief Cabinet Secretary Yoshihide Suga said his government cannot tolerate these repeated provocations. East Asia proliferation analyst Melissa Hannum of the Middlebury Institute for International Studies said the missile is believed to have been an intermediate-range Hwasong-12 launched from Sunan region near Pyongyang, traveling about 2,700 kilometers, reaching an altitude of 550 kilometers.
And it is designed to carry a warhead, a payload. It is not a space launch vehicle like the Unha-3, for example. So it's not the kind of rocket you would use to launch a satellite.
The latest missile launch comes in the midst of joint military exercises by the U.S. and South Korea that Pyongyang has repeatedly denounced as a prelude to invasion. A European-African summit in Paris on migration Monday agreed to a plan to try to stem the flow of illegal human trafficking and support nations struggling to contain the flow of people across the desert and the dangerous waters of the Mediterranean.
Le dirigeant africain que je suis trouve insupportable.
Niger's president, Mahamadou Issoufou, said he cannot bear watching Africans die in the desert to reach Europe. Leaders of Germany, France, Italy, Spain, Chad, Niger, and Libya agreed to create a mechanism to identify legitimate migrants fleeing war and persecution before they embark on the dangerous journey and register them through the UN. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump travels to Texas later Tuesday to witness the devastation caused by Tropical Storm Harvey, which came ashore late Friday and has lingered for days over southern Texas, dumping records amount of rainfall as it slowly moves east. Mr. Trump Monday spoke of his trip.
I look very much forward to it. Things are being handled really well. The spirit is incredible of the people. The coordination between all of the different services, as you know, has been going very well.
Mr. Trump said he expected quick action by Congress to fund cleanup efforts. He has declared 18 Texas counties disaster areas. More than 70 centimeters of rain have already fallen. Another 60 are forecast over the next 2 days. As many as 7 fatalities have been blamed on the storm. Nearly 7 million people, including the residents of Houston, have been impacted by the storm. Greg Abbott is the Texas state governor.
We are still involved in the search and rescue process. Our number one goal from Corpus Christi all the way to east of Houston is still protecting and preserving life and rescuing every person that we can find.
Gasoline futures hit their highest in 2 years as Harvey forced the closure of multiple oil refineries located in Texas or just offshore. A car bomb blast in Baghdad Monday killed at least 11 people and wounded dozens. The explosion occurred in the Shia-majority district of Sadr City, ripping through a market. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but Islamic State has carried out previous such attacks. Islamic State militants and their families began leaving a border area between Lebanon and Syria Monday, part of an agreement to end the IS presence there. They were being transported by bus to a rebel-held area of eastern Syria. It's believed the first time Islamic State fighters publicly agreed to a forced evacuation from territory it held in Syria. At the start of the third round of negotiations between Britain and the European Union over separation, the EU's chief negotiator, Michel Barnier, expressed frustration Monday over the slow pace of progress 5 months after the UK triggered a 2-year divorce period.
Time passes quickly. I welcome the UK government's paper, and we have read them very carefully. But we need UK positions on all separation issues. This is necessary to make sufficient progress.
Separation is supposed to be completed by March 2019. An Indian court Monday sentenced spiritual leader Gurmeet Ram Rahim Singh to 20 years in prison for the rape 15 years ago of 2 female devotees. The sentencing came amid tight security after followers rioted Friday, leaving nearly 40 dead, hundreds injured. Singh, who has a large following in the northern states of Haryana and Punjab, insists he is innocent. He plans an appeal. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.